You're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak, live from the Elo Fiber Studios in Greeley, Colorado. On this, again, rainy, somewhat cloudy day, but so much action. And, man, Nuggets fans, hey, check out the whole show after ours, because I know Brady is full of Nugget talk today. And but what a fun game to watch and to see Jamal Murray bring them back in the fourth quarter. But hey, it's still high school track championships and baseball regionals this weekend. And we want to thank Buildings by Design. Rent is going through the roof, and for many people, building their own office space, shop, or house is more affordable. That's where Buildings by Designs comes in. Get a hold of them at buildingsbydesign.com or check out some of their great projects they've completed on Facebook. We mentioned that all the baseball playoffs, 3A, 4A, 5A, begin tomorrow. Lots of parks hoping that the weather kind of stays a little drier and they can get their fields prepared as four teams come to all the regionals. And right here next to us and out at Eaton, we will have the Middle Park baseball team coming and playing the Eaton Reds. And with us right now is Coach Patrick Gallegos from Middle Park. And welcome, Coach, to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm sure with the season and with the winter we had, but once games start playing, the season kind of zips by, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, you know, we had to pack a lot into the back end of the season, and, you know, but it's been fun.
You know, I assume that you guys lost out on some early games, and your athletic director was going crazy trying to reschedule.
Yes, sir. We definitely had a lot of shuffle, and it's been the toughest year I've had since I've been here, trying to get games scheduled and get all your play done.
And, Coach, how many years is this for you at Middle Park?
This is my fifth season.
So you were there a little before Coach Williams in basketball.
Yeah, I think the season before that he got here, but yeah.
Well, make sure you give him my regards, because he is absolutely fantastic, and Middle Park is fortunate to have both you guys at the helm. But, hey, you finished 12-7. I know you're allowed 23 games. Was it cut short by weather and just unable to get some of those made up?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to us. You know, trying to get all our league games in and trying to get your non-league stuff rescheduled, it, you know, just struggled. And we had a couple of other, you know, strange issues. I mean, I know people all over the state had some issues with, you know, getting some umpires.
Yes.
You know, those guys have a tough job, and, you know, there's not many of them anymore. And, you know, so we've had some struggles that way also.
Well, sure. You know, we've had Mike Krueger, the commissioner at Chassa, on our show, and he's talking continually about recruiting more officials and especially for next year. And they are actually up over 800 new officials for next year. But it's still, when you divide it by all the sports, when you divide it by all the, you know, levels as far as varsity, JV, and sub-JV, it takes a lot of people, and we still are in need of a lot of officials, and it's, you know, especially umpires in baseball.
Yeah, that's 100% true. I mean, you know, I give all credit to these guys that come out and do it. It's not an easy job. It's very thankless, but, you know, we've been real appreciative of everybody we've had this year.
And, Coach, in Middle Park, how many times were you able to practice outdoors before your first game of the season?
We didn't practice outdoors until probably our seventh or eighth game of the season.
Wow.
You know, we just were snowed under and It was well after spring break before we even got outside on our own field.
Well, you had a great league run. You finished right behind Bennett, who went undefeated, I believe, in league because you were 8-1. And now the good news, bad news. You qualify for the playoffs, and you're excited to go on, and then you get seeded against Eaton Reds. Tough team, tough matchup.
It is a tough matchup, and, you know, it's, you know, not our first role in this. You know, my very first year, we'd done the exact same thing. We squeaked in and drew University, who ended up being state champions that year. You know, but, you know, I preach to my kids every day that, you know, we'll step on the field with anybody and we'll compete and we'll do, you know, the most we can do. And I understand that, you know, that Eaton machine is, you know, really rolling right now, and, you know, we just have to find a way to make ourselves competitive.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of competitive, Corbin Solomon leads your team with, I think, a .667 batting average. Talk about Corbin a little bit.
You know, Corbin, you know, has been a tremendous player for us all year, just, you know, seems to always be putting the baseball in play and finding ways to get on the bases and, you know, really working the bases when he gets there. You know, we're kind of up against a tough situation with our scheduling. You know, we're not necessarily, you know, knowing what we're doing sometimes, and we have a graduation, and Corbin at this point doesn't look like he's going to be joining us for this game tomorrow because of graduation in the evening tomorrow night. So that's going to be a tough one for us.
That is really tough. Even with a 9 a.m. start. Wow. Didn't anticipate that one, Coach. So sorry to, sorry to bring that one up. But, hey, you have seven seniors, seven sophomores, I believe, on your team thereabout. Not many juniors. So you've been primarily a senior-sophomore team. How has that blended for you?
You know, it's been pretty good. I've been pretty happy with the way the sophomores have stepped up and by the leadership of the seniors that have, you know, helped them come along. You know, we've run some, you know, summer programs and some club stuff. So these guys have been, you know, working together, you know, for quite a few years. And so, you know, we're not, we don't have the kids to really go every year. And this is kind of how Middle Park kind of runs, is we kind of have up years and down years. And you know, but those sophomores are going to get a lot of experience this year. And, you know, that really helps in the next 2 years coming up.
Absolutely. There's going to be a lot of three-year varsity players for you. I'm sure some four-year varsity players for you as well. So the future holds bright for you guys. Tell us a little bit about your pitching staff, who we might see on the mound.
You know, Grayson Barker, had a really good year for us. You know, he's really eaten most of our tough innings this year, you know, and, you know, sometimes you look at the ERAs and things like that and you're like, well, you know, maybe not so great, but he's also, you know, been out there in our toughest matchups. Caden Hansen, you know, another senior for us, has, you know, between those two, they ate most of our league games and our you know, big non-league games. And, you know, we've been able to hold them together with some of our sophomore support. You know, Joey Gagnon, you know, has really stepped up as a sophomore and really put it together here late in the season. You know, he's closed out some big games for us, took some tough innings and really, you know, pushing himself to be that guy in the future.
And, Coach, tell us about your league, the Frontier League, in which Bennett, especially, let's focus on Bennett, who is your only loss, I believe, in the league. Talk to us a little about the Bennett Tigers.
You know, Bennett's always a tough team, you know, right there at the top of the league almost every year. You know, they're fundamentally sound baseball team. You know, we played a really good game out at their place, you know, middle of the year. I believe it was a 6-5 game, 7-6, something like that. It was a one-run ball game. You know, and you know, they just, they really put together a good game on their home field, and you know, we were just come up a little bit short, but it was you know, really entertaining game, a lot of good defensive plays, and you know, some quality at bats at, you know, important times.
And talk about some of your maybe middle infielders. Who will we see? And defensively, what is their strength?
We'll be, you know, packing our seniors in. You know, we got a Forrest Schofield at first base, who's just been lights out, making the rest of our infield look good all year. We've got Andy Tricoli will be playing in the middle of the diamond for us, another senior, you know, runs down baseballs, you know, in the hole, you know, does some things that are pretty impressive defensively. You know, and then Kyle Vogelbacher playing center field for us and, you know, just really being, you know, pretty good to both directions in the gaps and playing, you know, a solid position out there with the rest of our outfielders.
Great. Well, Coach, I'll tell you what, if we can keep the rain away, and I know they're working, they'll be working hard to have that field in good shape, but if weather allows, we'll look forward to the game tomorrow morning, and we can't thank you enough for joining us on Coach Speak, and have a safe trip here to Northern Colorado.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Coach Patrick Gallegos of the Middle Park Panthers, and really appreciate his time joining us this morning. And as they take on the Eaton Reds tomorrow at 9 a.m., Tanner Schwint and myself will have the broadcast live from Eaton tomorrow morning with pregame starting at 8:30. I don't have to tell you, farmers and ranchers, how important water is. Farming season is right around the corner. It is here, actually. And to get the most out of your water this summer, get in contact with Quality Well and Pump. They are Colorado's only full-service irrigation company. Visit them online at qualitywellandpump.com. We will be back with the top-ranked high school team's coach, Todd Hernandez, after this break. Welcome back to Coach Speak, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. Hey, if you've been injured on the job site but not serious enough to get surgery, hey, make that pain go away at Proactive. Visit them online at proactivecolorado.com. They take care of people from minor injuries to just maybe avoid some surgeries. I know they even deal with a few baseball injuries out in Eaton, Colorado. But joining us right now on the show is, hey, the coach of the number one team in not only 3A baseball, you could argue it that it's the number one team in all the state of Colorado, Todd Hernandez, coach of the Eaton Reds. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing well, Coach Dick. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, we can talk. We're going to be talking baseball with you for the next 3 weeks. So the Nuggets last night, all of a sudden I get this text from someone and I think, you know, I knew this was supposed to go to somebody else, but I'm going to have some fun with it. And lo and behold, you had texted me. But what's Green still doing in the game? And as soon as you did that, the guy takes a charge, Coach.
Yeah, you know, and it was perfect timing. I watched the Nuggets games. My son, who was just started law school yesterday out in, at KU, Mason, so he was out there, and we got to go to a playoff game last week, but now that's done. But we watch the games basically together via text.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
And so we watch, and we're texting back and forth, and, you know, him and I have gone back and forth about, you know, Jeff Green and moments and, you know, liabilities, and then he'll do something well, and sure enough, I was texting him. You know, we were talking about how crunch time, we need to, you know, maybe get certain guys back in there, and I look out on the court, and Jeff Green's still in there, and And lo and behold, I sent you the text. I thought I had sent it to Mason, and you're right. And then, boom, he takes a charge. And I love your response when you said, "Well, to take a charge."
Yeah, we had some fun with that. But hey, we will talk your region. You host Middle Park. I just had Patrick Gallegos on the show earlier, and you know, obviously, they're coming from a tough situation playing baseball. You know, up near Granby and the Middle Park area, but you guys are so focused on your team. What's been the approach this week since you finished the season undefeated, having a terrific year, but now the playoffs take on a little different personality, especially these regionals. There's no mulligans. So what's been the approach and how have practices been, Coach?
You nailed it on the head. At this point, everything's new. And so that's, you know, we've stated that to the kids, and we'll reiterate it again, is that everybody's 0-0. It's that old coach's cliche,
sure.
Right? You know,
we all do it.
Speak, so we should say, yeah, everybody's 0-0. And so what happened in the past is in the past, and it was great. It was a great regular season. We were able to run the table, but all of that can go out the window with just one bad game. So we need to make sure that we're focused on us. And like you said, you know, as coaches, we've looked into Middle Park and
I think we lost Todd. Well, we're going to get Todd back on the air, but this Eaton baseball team, it's something special. Gosh, undefeated. They have just a terrific lineup from 1 through 9, and they're such a fun team to watch. And Tanner Schwint and I will be on the call tomorrow as the Reds take on the Middle Park Panthers. And are we back with Todd? Todd, are you back with us, buddy?
I think so. I'm sorry. Our reception in our school building isn't great, so I apologize for that.
I understand that. I was just talking, you know, to the audience too a little about your lineup. It's just so solid, 1 through 9, and you've had obviously a terrific year, undefeated. You win the Patriot League, not going away because university, their only losses have been to you. They finished 21-2. You guys are 23-0. But you still have made such great progression from, you know, early season before game one up to this point. Talk to us a little about that progression, Coach.
You know, you're exactly right. You want to get better game by game and you know, hopefully be peaking at the right time coming into the playoffs. And so, you know, even if it's little things, getting guys extended, our pitchers extended from, you know, 40 pitches to 60 pitches to 70 to wherever where they can go a complete game. Hitting wise is, you know, hitting's always behind pitching to start the season. And so I think we're starting to round into form there with some different things. And, we know that, you know, you have to be clicking on all cylinders right here. Defensively, early in the year, we weren't able to get outside a lot. So now we're able to kind of work on, you know, more defensive things in practice. And even this week today, our practice is going to be, again, just reviewing all the little things, situational defense. First and thirds, butt defenses, special plays, all of those kind of things. So it's all a progression, you know, and I always used to, you know, you always think, well, what do I need to have done for game one? And then you build on it. So that way, when you get to game 24, you got everything in.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned bunt defense, and I actually was going to ask you about that because your pitchers have been not pretty unhittable. So I would think a lot of teams going into the playoffs are going to say, you know, let's try to put some pressure on them with a bunt game, see if we can just get something going. Big part of your preparation, correct?
It is, and we, you know, we touch on it every week in some way, shape, or form, and our guys are aware of that. We've preached that from the beginning, is that we're blessed to have pitchers that strike a lot of guys out, and they're tough to make contact against. So we know that teams are going to try to, you know, produce runs and manufacture runs, whether it's a bunt, hit and run, you know, special plays on, you know, first and third, or offensive plays, whatever. So we have to be prepared for all those kind of things because, you know, a lot of teams aren't just going to come up and say, hey, we're just going to, you know, get a couple singles and then hit a 3-run blast. They're going to try to manufacture. So our defense is going to be key.
Well, speaking of key defense, you know, the last game we were out, we covered you guys, and Tate Smith throws a gem, you know, a five-inning shutout with 13 strikeouts. Only four guys were able to touch the ball, the pitcher, the catcher, the first baseman, and I think it was Lucas Stone in right field made a terrific play, you know, in foul territory, but only one ball put into play. How dominant was Tate that day, and you got to love the progression coming back from an injury.
Oh yeah, he was, you know, he was on. He, and again, he looked like the old Tate out there that day, and so that was, as from a coach's standpoint, that was really great to see. He was getting good drive off that plant leg that had given him trouble with that rolled ankle, and you know, his competitive fire was back. I think a couple games into that, you know, with the ankle, it was just like, all right, let's just go through this. Let's just make it through. We don't want to get hurt. And that was kind of my thought too. Let's just do what we can do, and then we'll get you out of there. And then, you know, we kind of had a thought, you know, hey, let's just go, you know, 3-4 innings here to see where we're at. And he just wanted to keep going. And obviously he had the no-hitter going, so that kind of changed things. We actually had it was senior day, so
right.
I had talked to Ryder True. Ryder's not a pitcher, but we had talked to Ryder, and he gives us a hard time all the time about, hey, coach, I did my bullpen. I'm ready to go. I've got this. And so I said, Ryder, you know, you've earned it over the last 4 years. I would love to give you an inning out there just to end your career. And after that fourth inning, you know, Tate still has a no-hitter, and I called him over, and, you know, I didn't even have to say anything, really. He looked at me, and he goes, I know, there's a zero up there. And so we were on the same page. So we had actually planned on maybe having Ryder close things out, but it didn't work out. But Tate did a good job that day.
That would have been fun, and I was anxious to see if it went, you know, in another inning, if Tate would even extend. I think he was in the mid-80s a pitch count that day, but he just looked sharp. Talk about being sharp. Mitch Haythorn's had a tremendous year on the mound as well.
Oh, Mitch has been phenomenal. I think his ERA is like at 0.18 or something like that. 80 plus strikeouts and only 40 innings. And, you know, his mindset, again, is just that bulldog mindset. He wants the ball in tough situations. And, you know, I think he figured it out last year that, you know, how he's going to go out there not just to pitch, but he wants to dominate and he wants to control the game from the mound. And, he's done a wonderful job for us. And, you know, he's got that wipeout slider, and you know, then you know it's his best pitch, I think, and he relies on it. But he's attacking people up there, and that's great to see.
And his walks are down this year from his sophomore season as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, they are, and I think that's just that. Again, you go to that progression where you look at it. You know, I look back to Ryan Muir and Logan Mosier from their progression when they were younger to their senior year, and it's a very typical progression. You see Mitch from when he was a freshman, you know, we threw him into the fire, and then last year as a sophomore, and then this year as a junior, and I can't imagine, you know, next year as a senior, we'll just continue to progress.
You know, talk about some of the other guys, Garrett, and gosh, your pitching staff has just been incredible, but let's talk about a few of those other guys as well, Todd.
Garrett is in a unique role where we ask him to close, and then he's got some spot starts this year. And he's a guy that on any other staff would probably be the go-to guy, you know, every big game. And we have a luxury where we don't have to do that. So we use him as a closer. His arm is great for that role. It bounces back real well. And he's got a tremendous mindset to come in late in games and again to shut things down. I think Lucas Stone, at the end of the year, we talked to Lucas about filling that Jared McCormick role.
Sure.
that we had last year, and Lucas has been phenomenal. I think, you know, he gets a lot of swing and miss. He's not a fireballer, but I mean, he's not a soft tosser, but he's not going to bring the, you know, 88, 89 stuff, but he spots up, he locates his off speed stuff. And thing again, I've said it about a number of our kids, that Lucas competes. When he's on the mound, he's a different kid.
Mound, he competes. When he's on the court, he competes.
Yep.
And he's left-handed, coach.
Yep. Oh, yes. You can never have too many lefties. We're trying to get Cade Gentry. We talked to him about, hey, you're a lefty, you're a pitcher too. And we've worked with him a little bit. Maybe next year we'll see him on the bump. But Lucas, yeah, again, he's a lefty competitor. And so we've got a lot of ways we can turn on the bump. And That's a good problem to have.
Well, Coach, we can't go without talking about Walker Martin. And every time that there's an Eaton baseball game, the scouts are showing up. And I have told a lot of people that, you know, the scouts may be coming to watch Walker, which they are. But, you know, they see all your other players, too. And you never know who calls a Division III coach or a Division II coach and says, hey, you know what? Take a look at this kid, too. Maybe not be at the level that we're scouting, but he's really good. But how have the kids adapted to just seeing 15 to 20 pro scouts in the game, at the games?
You know, it's really, you know, beginning of the year, I think everybody was a little anxious, you know, kind of what's going to happen, how's this going to work. And but everybody's kind of really just grown accustomed to it. And so we'll have scouts at practice, or we'll have scouts at BP, and you know, those kind of things. And so it's just the new norm, and that's just the way it's been. It's actually gotten to the point where, like last night, we didn't have any scouts at practice, and it was kind of unique that that wasn't the case. But you get used to it, and the kids have adapted real well. They're just being themselves, and Walker is just being who he is and just going about his business. And you can't, I can't compliment him enough for doing that. You know, he hasn't added any extra pressure to himself or anything. And everybody's just kind of grown accustomed to it. I'll be honest with you. The first time we had scouts there at our opening day, you know, we had about 20 scouts there watching Walker take BP, and I'm like, holy cow, I got to throw BP at this kid. I don't want to mess him up and, you know, jam him or do whatever and make him look bad. So, you know, but you get used to it. But you're exactly right. I think the benefit is, and talking to some of those scouts too, they comment on our different kids and say, hey, well, where's he going? I know somebody that's at this college or that college or whatever. I'll let them know and things. So it's a great pipeline that we're fortunate to have.
Yeah, it's been a fun thing, and I've been able to, I guess, watch 4 or 5 of your games, and I just got to tell you, you guys are just such a fun team to watch. Obviously, it's the talent. You know, I mean, there's phenomenal talent, but so well organized, so well coached, just different aspects of high school athletics, and can't wait to get out there tomorrow as well. And 9 o'clock start, right, Coach?
Yeah, 9 o'clock. Everything got bumped up an hour. Originally, it was going to be 10, but we're going to go 9. Middle Park has a graduation in the afternoon, and so they asked if we could. They initially wanted to try to move everything to today, but that wasn't going to work out. So we're going to try 9 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll get after it, and hopefully we'll get a W and playing that 3 o'clock game as well.
Well, we'll be out there to broadcast the 9 o'clock game, and just want to wish you the best and have fun with it. Sometimes, you know, with that target on your back and this and that, sometimes that's overrated, Coach. It's high school. Go out and have a great time and enjoy the process.
You're exactly right. I think the kids just need to understand that you only get so many opportunities to do this, and you got to have fun. And, you know, at the end of the day, they'll remember scores of some games, but other games is just going to be hanging out with their buddies and, you know, having a good time and those kind of things. And so, you know, there's a lot bigger issues in the world than high school baseball. And so we're going to just have fun with what we're doing here.
Who's the guy that keeps the team loose, Coach?
Oh, holy cow. You know, the first guy that pops into my mind is Joey Bliskowski.
Okay.
You know, he likes to have fun. You know, one guy that you wouldn't expect is Cade Gentry. Cade's a really loose guy. He's really just, you know, hangs out and, you know, all those kind of things. The old joke whenever, you know, a pitch comes inside and you know, the kids always tell kids to wear it. You know, we got ice. That's that whole phrase. We got ice. You know, let yourself get hit. Well, Cade got hit with a pitch a couple weeks ago, and he sends me a text saying, hey, Coach, I'm going to go in and see Alan, our trainer, after school tomorrow because, you know, where I got hit, I'm a little swollen. And I was like, okay, yeah, you know, no problem. Thanks for letting me know. And he's like, yeah, I heard a rumor that we got ice, so I figured I'd try it out.
That's awesome. You know,
but he just has a quick wit about him, and he's saying, so Cade, yeah, I'd say Cade and Joey, they're a lot of fun. We were down in Pueblo earlier this year, and we're driving the little mini bus around, and coming back from dinner, and Cade's back there beatboxing in the back of the bus, and I'm just dying laughing. It was hilarious. So, but you know, there were a lot of good kids.
Every team needs them, that's for sure. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, Coach Hernandez, and Todd, have a great day, and keep the rain away.
I'll try. Thanks, Coach. We'll talk
to you later. All right. Todd Hernandez, the head coach for the Eaton Reds, undefeated Eaton Reds, ranked number one Eaton Reds, and a fun team to watch, Eaton Reds as well. Road trip season is right around here, and if you need some help, go see our friends at AAMCO of Fort Collins and Loveland. They will take care of your car, so you will be well prepared for your road trip this season. We will be back after this. Welcome back to Coach Speak. Tanner from Good Morning NoCo, he is getting married. But did you know that more people are get married in June than any other month? Well, Tanner, I think, is getting married in October. But well, CRP can't help him with his wedding plans. But what they can do is help him get that tow hitch on the vehicle or your vehicle and to haul that boat or camper around this summer. But visit our friends at CRP 4x4 at CRP4x4.com. Well, we just got talking a little 3A baseball with Patrick Gallegos and Todd Hernandez from Middle Park and Eaton. And now let's jump to 4A. Boy, this is going to be a great state tournament. There are some terrific regions. And of course, our Wizards, our friends over at Windsor, they get a host tomorrow. And joining us is Brian Nicewind of the assistant coach of the Wizards. Coach, how are you, Brian?
Doing great, doing great.
I'll tell you what, thanks for joining us. This is exciting times. You guys finished the regular season 17-6. You're 9-5 in the tough NCAC league, man. That NAC league is tough. And with Holy Family, the number one ranked team being in that league. But tell us the progression, Coach, that the Wizards have made from, you know, before first game up and now to entering the playoffs.
Well, I mean, we came in pretty light this year as far as seniors go. We only had four, which has been kind of light for us, you know, for years.
Right.
So really, it's really trying to get some of these younger guys going, and they've done a fantastic job of, you know, kind of toeing the line, coming on and trying to develop as fast as they can to help these guys that have been around the program for a while.
Well, and one of those seniors, Chase Thomas, tell us about Chase, man. Is this guy athletic or what?
Oh, he is a fantastic athlete. He does it both on the football field and on the baseball field. So he's got speed, he's got power. You know, it's just great to see.
Well, let me share something with our audience. You know, Chase is hitting at a 459 clip, which is fantastic in 4A baseball. And he has 19 extra base hits, including
right.
Four home runs, five triples. That shows the athleticism right there. But this kid can flat out hit, huh?
Yeah, he has been a fantastic athlete for us, and so yeah, having that piece at the top of the lineup really helps get us started from the get go.
Yeah, it does. And with only four seniors, has he provided the senior leadership that you were expecting?
Yeah, and he's kind of a quiet guy, and so it's more of a quiet leadership. They know when they need to get something done. He kind of gives them the look and let that happen. So
speaks softly, but
right,
carries
exactly.
The big bat.
Correct.
So, Coach, talk about your lineup a little bit. You know, top to, you know, even top to bottom, if you prefer. But tell us about some of the guys that our audience and that we should be watching here in this regional.
You bet. Tyson Sade, another senior. He's also going to move on to the next level. He's also got some speed. He can do multiple things. He can drag. He can hit. He can do it all. We got Dylan Ferraro, one of our senior pitchers.
He's yeah.
Towing the line on the bump and doing that. So we got a younger guy with Ethan Fillinger. He was with us last year as a freshman. He has got a hot bat, plays shortstop, also pitches for us. So we got a lot of things moving. Even the middle of the lineup, they always find things to do if we need, you know, a ball in play, or we got to get a drag down or do something. Like, they have found ways to be very functional when we need it to happen.
And that's the beauty of high school baseball as well. That bunt game can just turn a game.
Right.
Let's talk about your pitchers, Dylan Ferraro, Ethan Fillinger, this to start with. But I watched Ethan pitch as a freshman and play as a freshman. I thought, this kid's going to be a player. There's no doubt about it, and having a terrific sophomore year. But he's, you know, he comes into Regions with a 5-2 record with a 2.28 ERA, and then Dylan comes in with a 6-3 record, Ferraro, and he has a 2.3 ERA. Tell us about these guys, what they've brought to you on the mound, and maybe compare a little bit of their strengths as well.
Well, I mean, Ethan's got a little bit more velo than Dylan does, so when he's got that going, he can just work that strike zone, but he's got a nice slider that works nice and tight. Dylan has a few more pitches, so he kind of works around, you know, if he gets the fastball working, then he can use his others. If that's not quite working, then he can be really dirty with his changeup and his slider as well. So they both kind of command similar pitches, but, you know, decent velocity on both of them. Ethan's just a little bit better as far as that goes, but, yeah, I mean, they've been great. I mean, they've all, like every high school player does, you know, they've had their bumps in the road, but they've come in strong. We are on the rise right now on the pitching staff, so that's been really nice to see.
Well, and with your league and the teams that you play, man, it takes a staff. You know,
right.
So these guys obviously at the top, but who else could we see on the bump this week?
Well, I mean, you may see all of them as far as that goes, to see what's going to be working and doing it. We really haven't seen Rifle, so they're kind of coming in. We've tried to do some research on them, but you may see Hubbard on the mound. You'll probably see Garrett on the mound. You'll probably see our other freshman, and right now I'm going to forget his name. But
no worries.
Yeah, you're probably going to see all of them at some point in time, just because we need to get through.
And you mentioned a couple of seniors. Tell us where some of the guys are going to play at the next level.
So Chase is actually playing football up in like North Dakota, Iowa.
So he
area.
Did choose football. I thought he did,
football.
But darn, he's so good at baseball. I mean, I know he could play at the next level as well.
I mean, these are rumors, so there's been guys saying that he may try to do two sports there. If that happens, we'll see. I mean, obviously, he'd be a great add to whatever that happens. Tyson Shade will be going out to Colby.
Great.
And Dylan will also be playing as well.
Great. That's terrific. When you guys, it's just so rewarding when you can send guys to that next level. And Ohshay Ohtani, I think he's helped these kids believe somewhat that you can go play both, you know,
right.
Both ways. And then multi-sport athletes, you go back to the Dion days or whatever. It can happen. And I'd love to see more kids give it a try, especially the caliber athlete of Chase Thomas. I mean, this
right.
guy is just fun to watch wherever he's at.
Right, you bet.
Coach, tell us about your, before we let you go, let's talk about tomorrow's games. You guys will play Rifle, and then Lutheran will play Meade. First, the schedule. Are you guys playing the first game, or are you going to play the second game?
Yeah, right now we are scheduled for the first game, and then obviously with outcome, we'll determine what we do. So you'll see us first with Rifle.
Yes.
And then Lutheran and Meade will play second.
And I'm not even going to be ask you who's going to be on the hill, because I know we're going to see the guys one time or another. So we're not even going out that route. But you guys, the number 8 seed, Lutheran, the number 9 seed, Meade, salty team coming up.
Right.
That's a good region, Coach.
Yeah, it is. It's really strong, and luckily we've seen a lot of these teams, so it's nice to have some background on some of them. Like I said, rifle's the only one we had to do a little bit more research on.
Sure. Well, it won't take you, man. I can just visualize you now. Pre-game, you're watching this guy. You're watching the arms. Who can we run on? You know, rounding second base. Can we send this kid home, or what kind of arm is out in left center and right field? But a lot of things. Hey, Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Good having you. And, you know, I hope we're talking to you or somebody on the staff next week as well. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you guys for calling.
All right. Very good. That is Brian Nicewinder, the assistant coach for the Windsor Wizards. Great having him join us today. Hey, let's thank A&W. It's almost lunchtime. See their specials out in Eaton, Colorado, and you can never go wrong with the Papa Burger. But we were going to be back to wrap up Coach Speak after these messages. Welcome back on this cloudy day in Greeley, Colorado. We're live from the Yellow Fiber Studios as we wrap up Coach Speak. Great having Patrick Gallegos with us this morning, the head coach at Middle Park. That's a tough job, being the baseball coach at Middle Park, weather-wise. He's dealing with graduation issues right now. And, of course, Todd Hernandez, having Todd on and talking about the terrific team that the Eaton Reds bring to the table in regional and state play. Again, Tanner Schwint and I will have that game on KFKA tomorrow morning. That is going to be a 9 o'clock start. Originally, that was to be at 10 o'clock, and because of some graduation issues at Middle Park, they have agreed to move it up an hour. And then, of course, Brian Nicewinder joining us from the Wizards, a terrific team as well. Take note, some other regionals. University, the Bulldogs, they will take on Jefferson Academy tomorrow at their own ballpark, hosting their region, and that will be a 10 o'clock start. Out at Chimney Park, Resurrection Christian will take on Peak to Peak. They had a battle with Peak to Peak early in the year. I think it was either a bottom of the seventh or extra innings. But see some baseball out there, Northern Colorado. Thanks for joining.